Head coach Tom Cerruturi is now with us. Congratulations, Tom. That was about as entertaining as it gets.
No, we played outstanding, and I'm so proud of the guys, Schulze, and you know, you and I obviously did our interview before the game, and you know, there's so many unknowns with this lineup that we had. I mean, I sat there, and I'm just so proud of how the guys responded and how well we played. I mean, we played tonight with a forward group that's played 394 games in their career. That's an average of 33 games a player. That's like having, you know, that's everybody being a freshman, you know, and they had almost double in games up front. You know what I mean? And that just tells you how hard the guys played. I mean, this was a pretty inexperienced group we had tonight. And
but it's 60-minute effort, Tom.
No, we played our hearts out.
Yeah, you guys get the goal 50 seconds into the game. Looking back on it now, how did that set the tone for the rest of the night?
Well, it's nice scoring first. I didn't tell our guys this today, but I guarantee they knew it. But, you know, we haven't scored first in the last four games, and we're 0-4. You know what I mean? It's just – or no, yeah, 0-4. Mm-hmm. There you go. I mean, scoring first, it's nice playing with a lead, guys, even a one-goal lead. It's nice playing with a lead, and you can just play and you can play a little more freely, you know?
Well, they're 7-0 in scoring first. You're now 5-0 in scoring first.
I didn't even know that, but that's good to know, Schulze. So
neither team has lost when they score first.
Well, no, it's huge. It's huge playing with a lead.
They're so high-powered, Tom. I mean, they had to be – I mean, it's got to be frustrating for them because you guys played so well defensively. 5 shots in the first period and 8 in the second and 8 in the third. They're not used to that.
No, we did. Our layers were good. We had really good layers tonight, and that was the biggest thing, you know what, and we had good pressure again, you know, good pressure and good layers, and that was key to our game, and I mean, it really was.
Jay Dickman looked like a kid at Christmas time after he scored that one there. That's a big-time goal.
Yeah.
No, set up by a fabulous play by Charlie Combs, keeping that puck alive and keeping it into the offensive zone.
Are you talking the power play goal?
Yep.
Yeah, you know what? I didn't see it very good, Schulze, from where my angle on the bench, so Combs, I'll have to look at it.
He gloved it and had to drop it down to his skates, and he saucered it over the defenseman's stick right to Juice, who drilled it right on goal, and Dickey deflected it right
goal.
In.
It was a big goal because it was getting dicey. You know what I mean? Who's kidding who?
Well, I have to ask about the too many men on the ice penalty because they didn't look like it was.
Well, I didn't have a clue. Had no clue what was going on. Like, we didn't know there's a penalty. I don't know. You know, I don't know.
I've never seen that before where all of a sudden you're getting a call to penalty after 2 minutes after the timeout. And
no doubt. Like, honestly, I don't know.
That
like,
was weird.
Really weird. Like, I don't even think his hand was up. Was his hand up, guys?
No.
We never saw it.
And nobody, no penalty? You didn't skate over and made a penalty call? You know, it was just strange. We were trying to figure out why Dickman was standing by the penalty box because he had picked up
no
that
question.
Stick and whipped it, you know, like 30 seconds prior. We're like, they can't call that now.
That was weird. I had no clue.
Yeah. Huh.
Well, congratulations on the win, Tom. Things aren't getting much easier next week
no,
on the road
don't.
To Tech.
No, they don't. But you know what? It's just it's been a tough four games right here. But overall, like I told you, Schulze, we were 4-1-1, and then in our first six, and we're 2-4 in our last six, and we've played a lot better. Our last six games were 2-4, and that's just weird about the game of hockey. Yeah. You know, we're playing so well, and other than that 7-4 loss, we couldn't have written a better script the other five games. You know what I mean?
Yep.
And so happy for the guys, proud of the guys, and they stuck with it, and I'm happy for the fans and just everybody.
See you next week, Tom.
Thanks, guys.
Tom Cerruturi, head coach of the Beavers, with us here on the Paul Bunning Communications postgame show tonight.